Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I don't really want to dwell on the negative news today. The regular media is giving you enough of that right now. Instead, here are some inspiring stories of how Lansing area business people are stepping up to do their part to combat the horrific impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Once a month, I meet with a handful of various small business people from a variety of industries. For last month and this month, our discussion focused on the challenges brought by this disease. In fact, for the members to stay safe, this month's meeting, last Friday, was held online instead of in person. The good news is that not only are these business people just trying to cope with the health and financial challenges presented by the coronavirus, they are creatively stepping up to fight back and help others be safe. One manufacturer in this group has developed and gone into production on a new product that can sanitize some otherwise disposable medical personal protection equipment. It has already placed some of these machines in hospitals and with police and fire departments. One of the major hospital systems in Michigan is working with them to get an expedited formal approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This machine can sanitize 10 units every 15 minutes, can help cover shortages of PPE. Another manufacturer builds machines for other companies that produce disposable plastic products that are in high demand today. The company is doing everything they can to ramp up production. At the same time, they are striving to ensure a safe workplace for its employees. It's not just products where these business people are making a difference. A computer services company has not only helped existing clients convert to safe cyber technology for working from home, they also volunteer to help anyone at no charge who contacts them for telephone consultation. Like me, I hope you're also inspired by business owners in the Lansing area who are not only going to great lengths to care for their own employees, but are going the extra mile to help others. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.